Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth. And Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my grouchy gigglers? Because as women, we always have pressure to be smiley and happy all the time. And sometimes you don't feel like that.
No,
and
you shouldn't have to. Like,
yeah, you've never felt happy once.
I wish. I've been happy since 1998.
When you were modeling
also
for Limited 2.
Also the last time I got good sleep.
That is so relatable. I started girl showering.
Oh my God. With a razor?
With a razor. I bought this thing on Amazon that I'm going to put on our newsletter. It's like really affordable, this hair mask. Mm-hmm. And I just thought hair mask was too much admin.
Yeah.
Because they're like, leave it in for 5 to 10 minutes. I'm like, I don't have 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
I need to doom scroll my phone
right.
all day.
I sleep in them.
I don't know if you're supposed to.
You're not.
Because it makes it very heavy.
Whatever.
But your hair is like really abnormally strong.
I do have strong hair.
People don't talk about it enough.
They really don't. They don't talk about how my ends never split.
Literally stunning gorgeous, never been dyed.
Never been dyed. Virgin.
Virgin hair. Worth so much money.
So wholesome.
So wholesome. So I realize what you do is you shampoo, mm-hmm. wash it out, put in your hair mask, roll it up in a little bun, shave, shave.
Wait. You're already doing
did
it wrong.
Do it.
You're shampooing first.
Yes.
Then you're hair masking.
Then hair masking, yes.
Okay.
And I didn't realize a hair mask is also a conditioner, so you even have to condition.
Yep.
Only do it twice a week because mm-hmm. then bad things happen. Right. When they give me rules, I'm like, I don't know what'll happen, but it's bad.
Right.
And then, I mean, shaving could take 20 minutes.
Are you exfoliating?
No, I haven't gotten to that point. And yeah, then I...
They're invigorating.
My hair just felt like a different texture. Like, I felt like I was, like, petting someone else. Like, I was touching my own hair, and I'm like, who is she?
I'm really tempted to...
Who's calling you?
My brother. Mom's favorite.
Do you want him to do a little shout-out on Giggly?
No, because I'm mad at him, so we're actually not speaking. So it's, like, so funny that he's even calling.
I love how you have all these different storylines happening with so many people. How do you even keep it... You're like, am I in a fight with him?
No, I actually did have to think. I'm like, am I speaking to him right now? No, I'm not, so... Interesting that
you're
calling.
That was the most brother-sister shit I've ever... Wait, am I mad at you? I feel like I am. And if I wasn't, now I am. See, I'm girl showering, but I wanted to know what your ideal girl shower is.
I actually want to buy... Have you seen on TikTok that, like, everyone putting eucalyptus? Also, wait.
Oh yeah,
is your TikTok shower taken over by you? Got to buy the new shower head.
New shower head or the eucalyptus head?
Yeah,
I need a garden growing in my shower.
I want a eucalyptus in my shower. I love a girl shower because it just feels like I did something good.
Oh, for sure. It's like therapy. What is, can you give us your steps? Like, take me into the shower with Paige DeSorbo.
Oh my God.
Your new YouTube channel.
This is my
channel.
Vogue 73 questions.
Or this is your OnlyFans.
just for girls, though.
Just for girls.
I'm exfoliating.
With what?
I use Necessaire.
Okay. Do you remember when they had those, like, peach ones that apparently all the little, like, circles in them were, like, killing
people.
Animals. Like turtles.
St. Ives, wasn't it?
Yeah, St. Ives was killing animals.
Really, you shouldn't put any, like, plastic on your body.
For
I would
sure,
assume.
I can see that.
Necessaire is, like, natural, clean, beauty, vegan, all that shit.
Yes.
I'm exfoliating. I'm shaving. Then I'm oiling.
In the shower?
Yep.
With the water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's just a waste.
No, but I do it last because yes. I rinse it a little, but not all the way.
Well, that's true. You don't want to be like fully like slimed up.
Right. I'm prior to the shower, I'm oiling my hair. Then I'm shampooing. Then I get out, I hair mask, throw that up in a bun.
So many products.
Lotion.
Capitalism is winning.
No, always winning.
Wait, I just envisioned you like Teresa Giudice after she does her like her her fitness competition is you walking out of the shower all oiled up. Shout out to Teresa.
No, girl showers are so, also, nobody talks about like having sex after a girl shower.
Oh, no. Because, well, like, no, you feel fresh. Like, yeah, I'm like, put your head inside
you're
me.
You're a literal daisy. Yeah. A fresh plucked daisy.
Gorgeous. I'm like, you could literally lick my butthole right now.
You could have a meal off of it.
Yes. But then, like, if he, like, comes on your back, sorry, mom and grandma and
yeah.
grandpa and
you're like, I just
Paige's
oiled.
Family. You're like, okay. And the thing with
I don't think
semen,
that's happened to me in, like.
A guy coming on your back?
Yeah, in like years. That's such a lie. I just made that up. I just lied.
I was like, what?
I just had like a moment. That was a lie, sorry.
But it's funny because sometimes they could do it in their hand.
No, they can always they do it in their hand.
It's like they when just, they do it, I'm like, oh, did you feel like Picasso today? Like you just felt inspired to like create a piece of artwork today? Because you're lying there all innocent and then you're like, well, that's going to be a pain
just been
in the
like
ass.
Laying, this is so graphic, but it's so funny. Laying down on your back and like, they obviously like pull out because nobody wants to be a mom. And
the truth is no one wants your kid.
Like sometimes like it'll shoot so far out of range and you'll just be like, you're like, that was so close to my eye. I've been shot.
Or it does the really sad dribble yeah. where he's like acting like it's great, but I'm like,
do you need to see a doctor?
It's just barely, and it keeps dripping and you're like, we're done here. Yeah. Like I leave the bed. I'm like, you came and it's been 3 minutes. You've come. I got on a weird doom scroll because someone told me that like micro needling could be good for the texture of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It like breaks the skin a little and then it causes collagen. It sounded really like peaceful and sweet. And
yeah,
then I
it's not.
Looked that up on TikTok.
Yeah.
First of all, you take a bunch of little blades and you stab yourself BDSM style.
Yep.
And then the girls are like, one day after microblading. And they are gushing blood like they got hit by a car. And then girls are doing it to themselves.
Yep.
Buying like crazy things. And they're like, look, don't scratch it.
Yeah.
Stab it. They're numbing their faces. I'm like, what
I have
the
one.
Fuck? Did you do it?
Yeah, I've done it before on myself. Like I get one.
Is it
I
hard?
Got one on Face Gym. It does. It kind of does hurt. It like pricks a little.
Okay,
but it's supposed to like you're supposed to do it before you do all your skin.
So the serum suck in.
Like really seep in. But I haven't ever gone and gotten it done at like a legit place, like at a dermatologist.
Yeah.
Because I don't like going and doing things that I need like days of recovery.
True. Well, if you're gonna look insane for 5 days, it's like, I mean, a good excuse to cancel plans. But it's like, if I'm gonna cancel my plans, we're going on vacation.
Right. Right.
I mean, I know some people who have gotten like crazy liposuction on like their whole body.
Who? Where?
Actually, she speaks about it. The girl from Lauren Bostic.
Do you have to be put under to get liposuction?
I don't. She did this like interesting one where they didn't have to, but like something was numbed.
I would assume something's numbed.
I think it's all numbed. But she got like her arms, her face.
Oh my God.
It was like a mommy tuck.
Yeah.
And then she just went to a Caribbean island, wrapped up in this like bodysuit, and just had like the best time.
And just recovered.
And just recovered.
I mean, there is something about your 30s where you just wake up every morning and you're like, wow, I didn't think I could get fatter and uglier from yesterday, but I've accomplished it. So I've literally nailed it.
So, you know, I'm obviously like, we love talking about Hollywood. I found out today that, and we will get to what I did today, but that no one in Hollywood drinks.
Alcohol?
Yeah, it's like a hidden secret. No one drinks. Occasionally they'll do a promo for tequila, but like no one's drinking. And that's to be at their like peak. Most healthy, I guess.
And but I they feel don't like tell they're like people. Not eating sugar.
I know. I think there's definitely a spectrum. Like there's Gwyneth Paltrow and then there's like Guy Fieri. But like there's
an in between. I think we're more on the Guy Fieri spectrum.
I identify as Guy Fieri. Yeah. But I do
think. I think we lean that way.
The celebs don't talk about, like, everyone assumes they're party. You can't party.
Where'd you learn that from today? Who told you that?
So it was not. It was like a PR girl. But that's where you get the tea. You don't get the tea from actual celebrities. You get the tea from the glam team.
Yep.
And the PR people.
I think my makeup artist knows every single person I hate in alphabetical order.
Oh, for sure. I saw her today. Taylor.
Yeah.
We had so much fun.
Isn't she the cutest?
This girl, Taylor Fitzgerald, is like crushing it. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I'm like, you know, we go all over America and everyone's like, what's Taylor Fitzgerald like? Yeah. And she's the most humble. She was like, stop.
No, literally the most down to earth, most humble, like jars her own tomato sauce, like on Sundays.
She's
like
so she just cute. She's
chills.
From Queens.
And me and her realized that we like became really good friends because we were talking about fast food and we were just like saying our fast food orders at different places and we had the same exact order for every place.
When we were talking about vacation, she was like, Paige and I bonded because we realized like there's two types of girls on vacation. There's the ones who are like sightseeing, you know, going on roller coasters, whatever the fuck people are doing, skydiving. And then there's like, I'm chilling by the beach.
We're lying.
I love how you say laying like it's such an act.
It is.
Like it's a verb. It is a verb.
Well, it is a verb. Not this again.
So, okay, I've been waiting long enough. I was trying to play cool.
You, honestly, that was very down to earth of you to do. You lasted 5 minutes.
My manager called me and she was like, don't do anything for the next like 4 hours because like you're on a weird high. Mm-hmm. And I'm just worried about you. You know that like post buzz of like a crazy event?
Yeah. Like your adrenaline is high.
Yes. Like nothing could go wrong the next.
We have to know as a community. What was the first thing you said to her?
Okay. I met Hailey Bieber. I will set the scene.
Yeah.
If you guys don't care about this, fast forward.
Were you told to wear red?
In detail. No. I made a choice.
Oh, wow.
And we'll get into that.
Okay.
I wore this set from Reformation. Mm-hmm. Someone was like, you need to get like high fashion if you're going to have a video with Hailey. But like, I want to feel comfortable. And some high fashion stuff, it's uncomfortable. Yep. I feel stupid. If any high fashion brands want to send me stuff, Miu Miu, it's fine. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. So she's launching her strawberry peptide lip treatment at a Krispy Kreme in Times Square, like their flagship.
Yeah.
Which I was like, this is iconic. This is so New York.
Because she really coined the whole like glazed donut.
Glazed donut term. Is like her thing. So she's leaning in. And you know, she has, Justin Bieber's funny. She has a good sense of humor. But I'm telling you this, I went in blind. Like, I don't know this girl.
Right.
Are we best friends? Yes. Yeah. But I don't know this girl and I want to actually see what it's like to experience the energy of Hailey Bieber. So there's like 30 New York City influencers. And it's funny because I don't go to New York City
influencer events. No, because.
So I walk in and I see some people I know and I'm like, hey. And some of them are just dead in the eyes. Like they look like they're like, I don't know what happened.
There needs to be a documentary on New York City influencers because I'm telling you, there's a pyramid scheme going on somewhere.
I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you, like, I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
Like some of them are just props.
You're like, this is my alien. Nice to meet you.
They're all aliens. I think some of, like 70% are aliens.
Some are really nice. Others are not.
Was someone mean to you?
Yeah, like I've been to a few. Oh, yeah. I don't go to influencer events in general because small talk
social
makes
anxiety.
Me like literally my heart
beat. Also, you have to go alone. That's so annoying.
And like one time I did go to one and I was like, you know what? Like I should be networking. I should be friends with the girlies. Like I like the same stuff they like.
Yeah.
And this one girl was just so rude to me that I literally was like, I'll never go again. And I literally haven't gone since.
I went because they were basically like, we want you to do a hand on the street with Hailey. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about like the event. I just was like, brought my video guy and I was like, ready to go. I can do this.
Pat?
Pat. Shout out to Pat. Pat Eclipse. So, Pat is so funny. He's so, like, he's just such a dude.
He's such a boy.
He's such a boy. He's so sweet. No idea what's going on. Yeah. Doesn't know Hailey Bieber.
He's like, this is a lip gloss. What is it? What is it for?
Like, he'll look at me and I'm like, was that good? And he's like, yeah. He has no idea what's going on. But he does his job great. So I see, you know, Girl With No Job. I see Girl Boss Town and we're vibing. Have a great time. And then I hear, like, she's coming. So, like, and everyone's, like, just, like, 30 of us are just awkwardly waiting for her. And I'm very conscious of, like, I don't want people to feel, like, they're still human.
Right.
And I want them to feel, like, swarmed or, like uncomfortable.
Like, in a museum.
Yes. But obviously, I feel like she doesn't do this that often. This was, like, her baby. She's coming to promote it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't do much, like, press stuff.
And I think it's smart because then when she does do it, she could put it all out there. So people start swarming outside the Krispy Kreme. They started to, like, fence it off.
Okay.
So we're, like, in this Krispy Kreme. It was such a weird thing. And then I hear Justin Bieber's going to come. So then I start spreading the rumor. I'm going around. I'm like, Justin Bieber's coming. Justin Bieber's coming. Because this is the thing.
I love when you spread rumors. It's literally one of my favorite things ever because you're so wholesome about it.
I'm a vessel for the
knowledge.
Tea.
Yeah.
Like if I know it, what? Yeah. How
knowledge
does this help
is
the
power.
World? Knowledge is the key to
success.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brené Brown.
Stop asking questions.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Are they dating? Are they not? Are they? What's going on?
And the second I know, I need to give it to people. But the thing is, I'm good to tell tea too because A, I'm not going to remember the tea long term, and B, I will never remember my source. And that's just because I'm dumb.
Right.
So it is so safe.
Sometimes I think people think I'm lying because they'll be like, who told you that? And I'll be like, they're like, you can tell me. I'm like, no, I actually, where did I get that info?
So Paige texted me. I'm not going to say which night. She texted me on a night and she goes, I have so much good tea for you. So I FaceTime her. She doesn't answer. And I'm like, that's so weird. Don't tell me that you have tea. And I thought you went back in the city. And she goes, I can't remember, but I'm going to send you bullet points so I remember tomorrow. And I was like, this bitch is on her
because
shit.
Because I'm not going to be like a man, like a guy who can't gossip properly. And I'm not going
to
entice you.
We don't have time to take 3 hours for you to like go through the layers of your complicated psyche.
Right. I'm not waiting till like I brown back in on a Monday.
The best is when you do forget stuff and you're like, I have tea for you. And then like an hour later, it like comes out of you and you're like, oh my God, I remember. And I'm like, good. The last hour I was
waiting. Me gossiping is a full exorcism. I'm like, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you this.
Because you have to suppress it a little so it doesn't just come out.
Yeah.
So anyway, Hailey shows up and immediately I'm like, what is this energy? Because, like, people have been so horrible to this girl online. Let's not pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
She walks in, and everyone's kind of being respectful. And then I'm standing with Girl Boss Town, Girl With No Job. These names are so funny. And me.
Yeah.
So she kind of walks through everyone, and then he's going around where we're just standing. And Claude is very good at being, like, chill.
Yeah.
So I was like, Girl Boss Town and I were looking at her to be like, how do we be chill right now?
Yeah.
And so Hailey then sees Girl Boss Town and goes, hey, girl, and gives her a hug. And I know, like, I'm coming up in line. It was like the royal princess.
Yeah,
how she stops
I feel like
and
you're
says
in, like,
hi
a receiving
to everyone.
Line.
No,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So then she goes to Claudia and she goes, oh, hey, bestie. So I wasn't.
Okay.
I was a little upset about that, but I was like, this is about you. But then as she's coming, I'm like, think of a line, think of a line. And then I wanted to say like the princess line, but I couldn't think of princess. And I just was like, this is like a royalty. I said something. But you know when you say it in an energy, they don't care what you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just didn't want to
stutter.
You're
like, you're the princess of Genovia.
Yeah.
Like,
God, that would have been a good one. My writer, you should have been there. But no, literally, I was like, I wish Paige was here so bad. So she sees me and she's like, Hannah.
So she knows your name.
We hug. And then she walks away, and I'm shaking. Mm-hmm. And we all look at each other like that was crazy.
What does her skin look like?
I have to say it because I was close up. She has gorgeous skin, but she's also like, she doesn't have
pores.
Work done.
Yeah.
Like maybe a little touch up here and there. But you know when you see someone close up and you're like, oh, that's like,
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not
you're
flesh.
You're like, that's puffy.
It's not flesh.
What's
not human
there?
Flesh.
Yeah.
She has the most like actual skin and she's
I don't like this word, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Like supple. Like I feel like it's that a horrible word.
Like a breast.
Like,
on her face.
I feel like it's just very
it's
glowy,
shiny,
dewy,
hydrated.
She
leans into how she naturally looks.
Yeah.
And she's obviously like, you know, she's a model. She's not like crazy tall.
Yeah.
But like just cool and very just like smiley. But I'm looking, I'm like, is is she just turning this on and like she'll break soon? Like this is your turn to be a diva or something? And I'm watching. She then goes down and takes pictures and talks to every single influencer.
Wow.
And that's Claudia so and I are we're rolling our eyes. We're like, we couldn't do this. Yeah, you can pay me to do this right now.
Yeah.
So, but then I'm knowing I have an interview with her, but I don't know what the setup is. Mm-hmm. Also, Justin Bieber is there. Sorry, I
blacked out.
Blacked out. Justin Bieber comes rolling in.
After her, like.
They walk in together and then he goes to the side. But he's not like out of the picture. Like we're all in a Krispy Kreme.
You had dinner with Justin and Haley.
Basically. Yeah. Dessert. Yep. So he's sitting there and he's with like some of his boys and they're just hanging out by the donuts. And I was like, how much money would you guys give me if I went over? And I was like, can I have a Boston cream, please? And they were like, don't do that. And I was like, noted. I'm like, I want to be natural with my best friend's husband. Yeah, right, I don't know him yet. But like Justin Bieber, he is like.
You get it.
But it's like iconic.
Yeah.
Like Haley's iconic, but like.
When you sent me the video, it took me literally four times of rewatching it to be like, oh my God, that's Justin Bieber in the background.
He's like tatted up, wearing a hoodie, very Justin, wearing clogs, comfortable. He's like fooling around. He's dancing. Like he's just silly, vaping.
Yeah. Just living his life.
Like, and everyone was leaving him alone, like respecting him. But he was like a couple feet away from me the whole time.
Yeah.
So, but then I'm waiting.
What does she smell like?
Honestly, it was two in my head for the, like, I couldn't sniff her. That would have been so weird.
Okay, next time.
But I do have a lock of her hair. Then I'm making a shrine. No, weeding a celebrity is a thin line between, you don't want to be too cool that they're like, okay, this is disrespectful. Like, you came to my event.
Right. Like, but you then, know who I am.
Yes,
you know
but then you
want to
be
is.
So nice that they're like okay stalker, we need creepy. A call. Then they go, okay, Hannah, we're doing the interview upstairs. And I'm like, upstairs? Krispy Kreme upstairs. And they're like, yeah, they have a nice roof. And I was like, okay. So they start walking in and she like kind of smiles at me. And I'm like, I'm just trying to like not get in trouble at this point. I'm trying to not say something stupid.
Yep.
They go in the elevator first.
Are you like sweating, like nervous? Like what?
Like you could see my sweat. It was full. Because I had too much time to get nervous.
Yeah.
But at that point I was like, it's game time. And I think because I have experience doing the like other celebrities, I've like gotten more confident. We're like, okay, I can do this. Also, other celebs, they'll give me like 4 minutes where this one, they gave me like time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was not about to get in the, it was like a big elevator. I'm like, I'm not, I would say the stupidest thing in that elevator.
Okay, so you let her go up
I
first.
Let her go up. I would say something.
Yeah.
Let her go up. We finally get up and we get to the roof and she's standing on top, I'll post the video, of this like big thing over Times Square. Like you have to climb to get on it.
I saw you climbing.
And I was like, what's going on? They were, you have to climb. And she starts waving to me like the Princess of Genovia.
No, she literally.
And everyone's looking at me. And I'm like, me? And she's like, come on, girl. Come on, girly. And I go, iconic. And next thing you know, we're just like best friends, as we are.
Yep.
So then I awkwardly climb up this thing.
At no point yet have you said my love.
No.
Okay.
Because I think it's just an inside joke with the gigglers. Okay. I don't think she
has, realized.
I don't think she knows.
Yep.
And I'm still on the point where I'm like, she's going to want a restraining order. Like, it's a very thin line. So I'm with my thick platform heels trying to go up. And everyone's watching me. And I'm just like, I'm an athlete. Don't worry.
Yep.
We get up. They give me a bunch of questions to ask her. And I don't – some people have an attitude of like, I need to get out of here. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what kind of energy they'll give. But immediately she's like, hey. And she's like, where are you from? I was like, I'm from Brooklyn. She's like, oh, I'm from Long Island. My dad's from Long Island. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
You, Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah.
The Baldwins are from Long Island. And then she goes, look at my husband over there. So he's sitting
there. Wait, that's so weird to think, to hear her say, look at my husband.
No, because I'm not acknowledging him. Yeah. We're all pretending he's not there. And she just goes, look at my husband over there. Because he was sitting like really funny against the wall.
Yeah.
And I go, he looks like a kid who just got detention.
Yeah.
She starts cracking up. And I'm like, we're like, you know, when you start feeling momentum, I'm like, we're in the game. And then I was like, you know, it's crazy. How does it feel that every girl, first we're just chatting.
Yeah.
I'm like, every girl got their nails done from you.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's so crazy. And then I was like, do the pink on my nails look like chicken cutlets? She starts laughing again. And I'm like, two for two.
Yeah, you're
let's go.
In it. You're in it. It is crazy to think that, like, yes, she is still like a human, but there's millions of girls that watch every single thing she does and then they do it.
Well, then I go, are you addicted to TikTok? They're just talking. She goes, I can't go on like I used to. And that's when my heart fucking broke. And then I got full Brene Brown on her. Yeah. I was like, Haley, do not look at the comments. And she goes, oh, I know, that's what my husband said. I go, that's what my husband says too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, we're just two creative men.
Two creative
wives. I literally go, yeah, like my husband's a creative too. You're never bored. And she's like, you're never bored. It was insane.
You were just vibing.
Vibing about connecting. Our husbands. Yep. I was like, oh, being a wife. Oh, a working wife. Look at us working. All the time. But she was like, no, he's so supportive. It's amazing.
A working wife.
Just a working wife. We have to do our projects. And she's like, I just get upset what people think they know.
Yeah.
And my heart just like fucking broke. But I was like, girl, you're way, you cannot exist in the comments anymore. Mm-hmm. So I yelled at her.
Mm-hmm.
If your friends can't tell you,
who can?
No, I went from light small talk, dirty jokes to then
quoting Brené Brown.
I was like holding her face. I'm like, we can do this together,
yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
So then we start doing the question. She was great. And then it was almost to the point where like I stopped performing because I was like, wait, it's just us.
My friend.
It's us. Yeah. Like we're just so us right now. So just spit. So then we awkwardly have to climb down the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she still kind of is hanging around me even though it's like we're done. So yeah. That's why I was like, she's a really good human because she doesn't have to do this.
Right.
And then she starts kind of walking off over to Justin. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm done. Like, I'm not dealing with that. Like, I'm not going to make him.
Tell me she called you over.
Well, this is the thing. Justin Bieber is, first of all, the industry has been so hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
What a star. Justin Bieber is beyond an icon.
Right.
And he's sitting there in the
corner.
How
old is Justin Bieber? I think he's a year younger than me. I think he might be 29.
I think he's 29.
Yeah.
Chris is going to check. Thank you, Chris. We'll be nice to you this
and
week.
And how old is she? Check how old she is, too.
He's 29.
29. Is she like 27, I think? So I'm finally leaving. And I like, there was like a bunch of people, like crew there. And I was like, thank you guys so much. And I was like, thanks. I was like, thanks so much for having me, Haley. And she goes, oh, wait. Pulls me over and she goes, I want to introduce you to my husband.
I love that she keeps saying her husband. Like,
no, like we don't know who he is.
Justin Bieber, we know.
So I look at him, he looks at me, and immediately we fuck with each other. Like a vibe. Also, this was 3 seconds, but like I'm telling you, he looks at me and she goes, this is Hannah. And he goes, hi, Hannah. Like, you know Maria Menounos? So he's like, you got a funny laugh. He literally was like, hey, Hannah. And I go, what's up, JB? And then he starts smiling and he goes, because you can tell when people don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
He goes, did you guys plan those outfits? Because we're both in red.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, she texted me before this. And he starts laughing. And I go, she said I'm not allowed to do the event unless I come in red. She's pretty strict. And he continues laughing. And I'm like, just kidding. Your girl's amazing. I love her. And he's like, I know. And then I was like, catch you on the flip side, Jay.
Did you say
flip? No, I didn't say that. But like, it was at the point where I like, he
could
was
have,
laughing.
And it would have been fine.
I think his manager was laughing. And I was like, and we're done. It's only going downhill from here.
Yep.
So I go, thank you guys so much. Thank you. And we go to the elevator. And everyone's like, oh my God, we did it. And I'm like, we did it. Let's get out. And then they start coming. And I'm like, we got to get in this elevator.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say something stupid. Yep.
I can't believe. So you guys are going to hang out again. For sure.
It's to the point that like, if I saw her
mm-hmm.
unplanned,
mm-hmm.
we would have
dinner.
We'd move in together.
Yeah.
We'd have, yeah.
Seeing her, Kendall, Lori Harvey.
Oh my God, on a boat.
On one yacht is like the Avengers coming together. Like it's just.
That is the girly Avenger.
Like
so
who
powerful.
Wakes up and looks like that.
But also like so much money. Like
so
we.
So much money.
The women who are like.
Running
no offense,
country.
Chris. I'm so embarrassed for men right now. What are they doing?
Margot Robbie.
Beyonce. Taylor Swift.
Hannah Burner.
Peach Sorbo. But for real.
No, really. What are the guys doing?
What are we like?
Because we're tired.
Carrying the economy on my back. Do we know what the economy is? No. But are we carrying it? Yes.
Yeah. Capitalism strikes again.
So it was just crazy because I feel like the Gigglers have been on this like
such a journey.
Journey of
the Gigglers were checking on me and I do appreciate it.
I do have to say I posted the photo and there were like 100 page tags. Is Paige okay? Has anyone checked on Paige?
Literally when I opened my Instagram, I got so nervous that something I was being canceled for something because I was like, why do I keep getting tagged in the same looking like thumbnail? I was like scared to open it. And it was like, Paige DeSorbo? And I was like, no, 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 no. What
you
did I do?
You had an iconic comment. I don't know what you said.
I said that even Hailey Bieber can't get Hannah to wear a thong because all I could see was the granny panty outline. And I was like, oh my God.
So this is the story. I wore granny panties and then I put Skims on top of it because I thought that's what how you it could worked. Do.
You're true to yourself and I love it.
I put it on. And then I like saw myself in the mirror. I was like, you can see a full line.
Yep.
Did I have time to take it off? Yeah. Did I do
it? Too much admin.
Too much admin.
Way too much.
Do I have so many people trying to help me like not make a fool of myself? Yeah. Yes. Can they help it? No. But I felt like I was true to myself.
No, I can't wait to see the video. I can't believe we, as a society of gigglers, like have the inside joke of my love, but like she has no idea.
Well, I think the gigglers manifested it. I hate saying manifesting when it's like, oh, I asked for this, but like, I think we also have always put out good energy towards Hailey.
No, we stan Hailey.
We stan Hailey.
I feel like you. I feel like if we were, like if it was me, you, Hailey, and Kendall, I do think that I have more Kendall energy because like we're Scorpios, we're black
Hailey
cats.
Hailey is Sagittarius, which goes really well with Leo. We talked about
okay,
it.
Got it.
But yeah, she's more like very smiley.
Yeah, very
giggly,
bubbly.
Very bubbly. A little snark. Yep. A little silly.
A little sarcastic.
But yeah, you give full Kendall energy.
Because I feel like you can look at Kendall and be like, what is she thinking? You know, like you don't know any emotion that she's portraying.
Like I feel like Kendall's an easy laugh. No, Haley's an easy laugher. Mm-hmm. Kendall would get a smirk and you'd be like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
okay, let's manifest a dinner.
Maybe you'll meet Kendall next.
We'll manifest a four person dinner.
Oh my God. I love how we act like we'd ever go to dinner. That takes us leaving our bed.
Couldn't be me.
But I do have to say final thesis, analysis, conclusion is that if anyone was questioning about Hailey, as someone who like spent an extended period of time with her, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was locked on her. Like I was like, yeah. What's going on? What's the girlie's energy? How's she doing? She's a fucking normal girl.
Yeah.
Who like, she's young. She's happy. She's was so polite to everyone. She probably lives a crazy life mm-hmm. being with a pop, rock, whatever star. Mm-hmm. And it's like everyone's human.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold. Summer is too much pressure. But spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Wait, can we also talk about your morning show appearance?
What did I do? What did I do?
I don't know why, but I couldn't stop laughing because like there's something about doing like morning daytime TV that's still very like archaic, like the way they do it.
No, I didn't know like, they even did it.
Like it's still like
I was like, is this
news?
For TikTok? What is this? It's live TV. Live TV.
And I just felt like you were sitting there like, is this a bit? Because like, do you know how like news reporters have like news reporter voices? And you want your specific news reporter to sound like a news reporter. So like when they started talking to you and you just started laughing.
Oh my God, I laughed at her face for no reason. She said something and I started laughing and she looked at me.
No, she literally said, hi, Hannah. Like she greeted you and you just like immediately started laughing and she was like, oh, she knows. She said, so this comedy stuff.
Oh, yeah, she goes, so this comedy stuff. And I just started dying laughing. It was so funny.
And then I started dying. It was just.
They are like, they're gigglers, actually. Good. They're really cool.
So funny.
The girl got in. So I get into for life this live TV thing, and the girl just got engaged. So they're like mm-hmm. surprising her. So I'm just awkwardly standing there while they bring her like cupcakes and champagne.
You're like, congrats.
And then I went on after. I was like, sorry. It's going downhill from here. It's funny though, when you do these appearances, Giggly Squad were pretty wild. Mm-hmm. And you have to literally tell yourself, don't say that. Like I asked Haley, I was like, what's the craziest skincare routine you ever did? And she was like, once I got that like blood.
Yeah. Like
and
the yeah.
They use it and they like put it in. And I really wanted to say like the blood of orphan children. But I like thought about it. I was like, you shouldn't say it. And then I just look like I'm dumb.
I feel like that is like a daily feeling where you're just like, don't think
you're
that.
Not
don't
dumb
do that.
You're actually just filtering your thoughts.
Yeah, I feel like I go between don't say that and don't be weird. Don't be weird. You're being weird. Are you ever in a conversation with someone and you're smiling and you have to think about smile, like
okay new fear unlocked,
smile, and then in your head you'll be like, oh, are you smiling weird? Like, is it coming off
see
creepy?
I'm a nervous giggler, laugher, smiler, so yeah. I'm always smiling.
Yeah,
if I'm not smiling it means like
you're comfortable.
Yeah, I love how you're like, how would someone smile if they were friendly?
No, sometimes I feel like I'm cosplaying, like, well, as a human.
Sometimes we smile for photos and I'm like, you know when little kids have to smile for photos and you're like.
Yeah, and you're like, don't do it like that.
Yeah, you're like, why is my mouth doing that? Also, I had a near-death experience. Wow, I'm making this pod so much about me.
But, what happened?
I have the stories today. I almost died.
Like, legitimately?
I was scared.
Okay.
Because I took a handful of Cheez-Its. And we were like running out the door and I'm hungry. So I took a handful of Cheez-Its. Dry. Chucked it into my mouth.
Okay.
Start chewing. I mean, Cheez-Its are so good.
People so talk about it. Good. White cheddar?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, there's like, there's powder.
Can we, wait. Two types of people in the world. Original Cheez-It people. White cheddar Cheez-It people.
See, I'm both. I don't mean to crush your theory.
I just don't think it's possible.
I'm not going to say no.
You're bisexual.
Yes, I'm a bisexual when it comes to cheese.
Yeah, got it. You're fluid.
Identify as a Cheez-It bisexual.
Okay.
We love Cheez-Its, by the way. That was what we did that game.
Yep.
So we don't have time. So
sometimes when we're recording, I forget that like we are doing a podcast and it's not like you're just my friend. Like, we could tell the backstory.
I know someone's thinking, can you tell a story?
And I'm like,
no, we don't have time. We don't have time. So the Cheez-Its, I throw it in my mouth. I guess it's unsafe like to put a bunch of crackers in your mouth in general. I didn't know it was Cheez-Its too. Also, Cheez-Its, if you put too many, they stab the corners of your mouth.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm suddenly getting stabbed. Mm-hmm. I can feel the like cheese going like musting around. I start choking like I've never choked before. Like, I'm choking and I was like clogged with dry Cheez-Its.
Is it coming out of your mouth? Are you choking it out?
It's more like a and Des is like, are you okay? And I was like for like a good minute. I was like,
nobody offered
get my
to give
affairs
you the
in order.
To give you the time. Get my affairs in order. Wait. That is something I need to start saying more.
When anything happens, get my affairs in order.
I love that. I had one of my friends say to me this weekend, he was like talking to someone and I could tell that like he wasn't listening. And all I kept hearing him say was, I support it. And I go, do you know what she just said? And he goes, no, but anytime that I can't hear someone and I'm not going to like ask, what did you say? He just says, I support that.
No, that's so bad. That is so bad.
I support it.
That is so bad. Dangerous.
Oh, please
so, yeah,
get my affairs
and
in order.
And Des was like, did you not drink a little water when you put mm-hmm. all those Cheez-Its in your mouth? And I was like, imagine if it was death by Cheez-Its. Like, what an awkward.
Like, we're not going to manifest that because that's really, really bad and scary. But if that's how you go. it's how you go. And like, think about this, like a sponsored funeral.
She died doing what she loved. This funeral is sponsored by Cheez-Its and CPR.
I get up to give a speech and I'm like, thank you, Cheez-Its, for supporting this portion of the funeral. Hannah. No, that's so dark.
No, an influencer sponsored funeral. I'm dead.
It's a matter of time. It's a literal matter of time.
You go to their Instagram page and they're like, this grave is vegan. Made in Italy.
Oh my God. It's like tap use the link.
RIP Hannah 20.
Use the code RIP 20. No, it's not funny. That's actually
no one
not.
Else is laughing.
No, that's so
Chris
dark.
Chris is not laughing. Chris is not happy.
So dark. Oh my God. Use the code RIP 20.
Anyway, how are you? Oh, Haley had freck on. Like fake freckles.
Oh, really?
It was cute. My question is.
Yep. You haven't dove into the fake freckles yet. I feel like once you do it, you're going to be
intolerable.
Intolerable. You're going to look like a literal Cabbage Patch doll.
Well, Taylor, your makeup mm-hmm. artist this morning, was saying how, you know, like fake eyelashes, makeup, that's fine taking off, but she gets the most embarrassed taking off her freckles when she's hooking up with a guy.
Yeah.
Because he'll be like, I love your freckles.
Because guys don't even know that's a makeup
possible.
Thing yet.
Chris, did you know that girls have...
Not even a little.
Yeah,
bit, no.
It's very
wow.
new.
He's feeling bamboozled, led astray.
Yeah.
How can you tell?
We can tell because we have a girl eye.
And just go up to her and go like that and just see what happens.
If it's like too dark of a brown and it's in just
if
the perfect
so
spots.
So perfectly yeah. like placed and like vibrant, they're yeah. fake.
Just suspect looking freckles.
Yeah.
So my thing is I have like normal freckles.
Yeah.
Which like never was cool. But I guess, like, I have freckles on my face now.
Yeah, you do. But like, they're, like, subtle.
I thought you were going to say, but they're sun damage.
That as well.
Well, I'm looking
no,
online.
No, really, that's what it is.
And they're like, okay, fix the sun damage and shows girls with freckles and then none. And then it's like, buy freckles. And I'm like, so are we freckling or not freckling?
We're fake freckling.
Capitalism wins again.
Yeah. Like, this is...
They just want fake freckles.
Yeah.
They just want unrealistic beauty standard freckles.
I do think it looks cute, though.
How do you choose with what outfit to wear freckles?
That's a good question.
Or, like, what mood do you
I feel like in? If you're doing, like, a night out, like, a sexy whatever, I don't usually freckle.
True.
But, like, a daytime freckle, so
is
cute.
It, if you're sweaty, a sweaty girly, is it bad to freck?
No. It's like your makeup. Like, it's gonna fade during the course of the day.
Does Craig know you have fake freckles?
That's a great question. I don't think he does.
You're naughty.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever commented or like noticed. He's a guy. He's not gonna
he
notice
has no
my
idea.
Freckles.
Also, like I'm on like BookTok somehow and I really want to get off it. TikTok's That's, like you need to start reading.
No, I don't like that.
It's coming up. People like five books that, and I'm like, nope. And I keep swiping as fast as possible and it keeps coming up.
Wait, that's really rude.
Now I think Des took my phone and was like, educate her on things.
Like a summer reading.
Hannah needs to read more books.
Or maybe because...
There's no logical explanation.
Maybe you've been talking about books a lot.
Never mind. I don't even know the name of one book. You know when people are like, what's your favorite book?
Maybe you have been talking about books a lot though. And your phone's listening
oh!
to you.
Oh my God. Hannah Maybe I have Berner. Been talking about books.
You have been talking about books a lot. You're not actually reading them. Your phone can't. It's not. The phones aren't perfect, you know?
Wow.
Anyhow, wait. Hugh Hefner's son has an OnlyFans?
Hugh Hefner's son has an OnlyFans, and apparently his family is mad at him. And he's like going out to the public being like, this is hypocrisy at its finest. My dad made all this money off naked people, and I can't be naked.
What?
I didn't read
What's
the
he
extent
do-
of the story.
What's he doing on OnlyFans, you think? What are guys in general doing on OnlyFans?
Chris, what do you do on OnlyFans? I'm thinking like stripping. I've never seen one, but if I had.
Okay, this is going to be.
Imagine if me and you had a male OnlyFans addiction. We like are subscribed to tons of male OnlyFans.
Wait, but here's the thing.
Oh, Brian
okay,
posted,
no,
yes. Oh, he's got the best curved dick in all of North America. I go, did you subscribe to Tom? You should subscribe. It's great.
$20 a month.
Wait, this is going to be weird. Or I don't know. We're women. We're... I have to remind myself all the time.
Let's start from the beginning.
Let's
we are on Earth.
We were conceived and born. We're girls. We're not subscribing to guys' OnlyFans. I would assume that men are subscribing to men, to male OnlyFans.
I agree.
But the guys that are performing the sexual acts on their OnlyFans, I feel like, are they straight?
So Harry Jowsey has an OnlyFans that he makes insane money from.
Yeah.
And I think he like collabs with other OnlyFans girls and has sex with them. And guys will watch it because he's hot. And girls will watch it because they know him because he's famous. So he's so rich. But if they want to do it solo, they're jerking. They're...
This is such a double standard. This is such a double standard, but I...
You're like, what do they bring to the table?
Don't like that.
You don't like what Harry's doing?
No. Because I feel like part of it... People have to collect also, my thoughts because honestly, I have so many.
Everyone thought like Harry Jowsey was dating you or people thought you looked like his ex, Georgia.
Yeah.
Who they recently had drama with.
Yes. Who is stunning gorgeous. Stunning, I didn't gorgeous, really even like notice angel, what a great perfect, compliment that was.
Stunning. And Australian. So she's yeah, like...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Not human. My thing is if, okay, he's a straight guy. If he's doing solo videos on OnlyFans, girls aren't like home, like using their vibrator to him.
I think Hugh Hefner's, can you Google this? Because I don't want to out someone. I think Hugh Hefner's son is gay.
Okay.
So that, then there's like a whole community
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, then that makes me feel like better. Safe. That yeah, makes me feel safer.
That's comfortable.
Yeah.
Harry's out here schlonging dick.
Okay.
He's declared that he is bisexual AF.
Okay. Oh. The AF quote, was in, extremely important. Would you date a guy who had an OnlyFans?
Would I date? I'll date any guy.
Yeah.
Would I marry? I'm not a guy who's marriage material.
Yeah, like I'm going to double standard it here. I don't think that I would.
Yeah, I mean also like I don't need a guy who's like super freaky.
Yeah. I'm like, tired.
I'm tired.
You have two gray hairs that I can say.
You know, some things you could just keep in your head. You don't have to, everything you see, you don't have to say that you see.
See I'll, something, say something.
Do you know what?
Knowledge is power.
This is a Subway ad. Do you know that one day, actually, we were hanging out and you plucked all of my gray hairs out and now they grow funny.
Do they?
Apparently, you're supposed to just cut them. But if you pull it out, it comes back like with main character energy. And I have two that think the world revolves around them.
Yeah.
Wait, do you think Haley saw it today?
No. It looks blonde. Only your real friends could tell that it's blonde, that it's gray, not blonde.
Also, there's a really good documentary about Playboy that people should watch. That like
exposes
everything.
Not new, though.
Not new.
Yeah, you've talked about that.
Not new.
Yeah.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. What do you think about the people saying that Steve Harvey's wife cheated on him with his bodyguard? With her bodyguard.
Well, isn't every...
Isn't everyone cheating with their bodyguards?
Isn't that what bodyguards are for? There was a bodyguard today that I was like, he was flirting with everyone.
Yeah.
And I was like, who are you? Who are you here for? I'm like, it's just a random man with a black shirt that's flirting with everyone.
Honestly, I think it would, I have a twofold. I think it'd be very cool to have a bodyguard, mm-hmm. but then I also think like, oh, then you have to entertain him.
No.
Then you just have someone hanging with you all day.
No, bodyguards have the best energy. They don't want to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be on high alert. You can't talk to them. They're supposed to be like looking out for if something pops out of the sky or mm-hmm. something. And they're like, but they're the kind of person that, like, afterwards you get in the car with and you're like, that was fucking crazy, right? And they're like, yeah.
I could see how people fall in love with their bodyguards, though, because, like, he's big, he's protecting you.
He's unavailable. He's naughty.
Yep.
You should not do
that. He's telling other guys to fuck off.
You're alone with him all the time. And he starts to care about you.
He cares about your well-being.
I've watched the documentaries.
He wants to keep you safe.
All he wants to do is keep you safe.
A lot of them have accents.
Yes, and they all see you in a light of, like, I know who she really is.
They see the real you.
They see the vulnerable you. Mm-hmm. And you start looking at him in a crowd and he starts reading your mind of what you need.
You look for him.
You look for him. He finds you. Based on your eyes, he knows what you need.
He holds the door for you.
That's rich material. Fuck your bodyguards. Like everyone sitting at home has a bodyguard.
I wish like having a bodyguard was more like everyone just had them.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes in New York, I feel like all women should have bodyguards.
Yeah, I agree.
Go out of the house. There's a nice bodyguard.
Yep. Like, you could share bodyguards with your friends.
No, she texts me, like, hey, is so-and-so available tonight? Should we start a hot bodyguard business where, like, if you want, consensually, you could also have sex with them at the end of the night? If he protects you well enough.
That could get hairy. That's just male escorts.
That's just male escorts. Yeah. But you say, hey, play my bodyguard all day.
Yep.
You don't have to, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. More French page news. Mitchell Musso?
Yes. Hannah Montana guy?
Yeah.
Was arrested?
Was arrested.
For?
I think like drug something, but like that's what Disney stars are supposed to do.
Yes.
That was natural. That was a canon event.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Duff, I don't trust it. She didn't have her moment.
Yeah.
And now I'm worried, is it going to be like when she's in an old person's home, she's going to have a mental break?
I think her time has passed. I think she's one of the only ones that
How did she navigate that?
Yeah.
How? Or she just did it behind closed doors.
Probably. Because also you have to think like that era of Disney was before cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Like that era of like famous like Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Britney mm-hmm. Spears, like them going out was right before you could snap any picture and like –
Well, Christy Carlson Romano, our mm-hmm. friend who played Kim Possible and even Stevens.
Ren Stevens.
And Cadet Kelly.
An iconic classic film.
She is very open about her partying days.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea she was a partier.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, at that time it was like harder to find. No one could do anything nowadays without a phone
no.
catching you. It's crazy. No,
it really is crazy.
But I hope... Oh, wait, Miley and Selena both had their songs come out. Did you listen?
I didn't.
Neither did I. I think Selena's was really catchy.
I think people were talking about it. I did see a picture where she looked gorgeous in like her whatever photo she posted with like the new song or something.
And Miley's song was, it's like two very different songs, but I support Women of the Arts.
Of course.
I support Women of the Arts. Any other things going on?
Front page news wise? No, that was really all I saw. I just was a little bit shook that the Steve Harvey, like that there was a, here's the other thing. You can make up anything about anyone and like throw it out into the universe. He tweeted saying like, oh, this, like you guys have too much time on your hands. Like we're fine, whatever.
Didn't she tweet something too?
She might have.
She was like, this is BS.
I do also live in the school of thought that like where there's smoke, there's a little bit of fire. It's like when things happen to people that are so like off brand.
Yeah.
Like the whole Lizzo thing where it's like all about like body positivity and like loving yourself. And like now she's getting in trouble for like telling everyone they're fat. Mm-hmm. You know, like he's like very much, this is how you keep your woman happy. Like you have to put her first and everything. And it's like, well, she cheated on you. Like, you know, like where is the justice?
Like maybe he's DJ Khaled.
I don't get those vibes.
But you know what's crazier? Imagine
he should get cheated on, DJ Khaled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he doesn't go down on women.
Right.
But he has a mustache, which makes me feel like he does.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's either or. But imagine if you're Lori Harvey. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if your parents' drama is in the news. Like, imagine your mom gets mad at your dad, and next you know it's on page six.
Like, that's gross. You guys are embarrassing me.
Mom, keep it in your pants.
Yeah.
But I do think a lot of these celebrity couples, as we're saying, it's hard to like get away with anything nowadays, like murders. It was so easy to murder someone in the 70s.
So easy to murder someone.
Just don't touch anything. Put on gloves.
I'm going to be honest. No, I wouldn't murder someone. I really wouldn't. I genuinely wouldn't. But if something happened and like push came to shove and I had to murder someone.
Time travel.
No, I would. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, wait, you're talking about right now?
No, not right now because I would get caught.
Yeah.
But like back then
they would be like, oh, this guy's good when all he did was put gloves on. And even if they didn't put gloves on, they didn't have the technology. Right. They'd be like, oh, we got a fingerprint. Can't find what that fingerprint is.
You could have thrown up on a crime scene and they'd be like, who did this? Who did this?
You could have left a note with your name.
Yeah.
And they would be like, we can't match this with anything.
You could have peed your initials. In the
snow.
Yeah. And they'd be like, we got to crack this case. We got to figure this one out. No, how did they solve murders?
And then the sad thing is that, because I watch all these documentaries, they'll just have a box of like a murder from like 40 years ago. And all they have is like, you know, like one glove.
Yeah.
And they're like figured out.
A fork that was used.
What's
possibly
really cool is there are a lot of technology. I watch Forensic Files.
Oh, where they're going like back in cold
cases. Where they literally
cases
go to all the cold cases and I go, actually, bada bing, bada boom, that guy did it. So like imagine you thought you were Gucci and the technology caught up to you and they're like, sir.
You're like 85 years old and they're like, we know you killed your husband.
Literally. So things to think about.
Do you think there's anyone that listens to Giggly Squad that's murdered someone?
Probably.
Yeah.
Statistically.
I love it.
Statistically. Someone is like, wow, these girls know a lot about murder.
Statistically, there's gotta be someone. Or,
I mean, definitely thought about it. Definitely planned one out.
Well, that's just a Sunday. I'm like, how could I fucking kill them?
Anyway, we have tickets in Toronto that are available. Like maybe a handful in Chicago.
New merch.
Is it out?
When not
is merch
yet, but out? This is what
okay
it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Paige is wearing it. It's a tennis collection.
It's
we've
adorable
revamped the tennis collection because it was so fun the first time.
Mm-hmm. Our show, November 9th in New York City. Still some tickets.
Yes, there's still some tickets left. And I'm talking a handful, girlies. You got to run. Also, Burner Phone is out if you guys are bored.
And it's adorable.
Thank you.
It's so freaking cute.
Thank you.
You guys are funny.
Oh, my God.
Like,
thank
sometimes
you.
I watch your videos and then I forget, like, oh, I know them. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, those are, I get like, oh, my God, thank God those are my friends.
Well, having your stamp of approval on the Me and Dez pod is so funny because all the gigglers are writing in being like, it's just saying like, Dez is like Paige, but like this.
It's your husband, you know?
Well,
like,
you're like my husband.
Yeah, but it's different.
Husband. So anyway, listen to Burner Phone with Me and Dez. Oh, subscribe to our newsletter. Mm-hmm. I love doing all the housekeeping at the end when everyone's like, okay, we're good, we're done.
Yeah.
And we love you guys so much. Thanks for giggling.
No, and nobody's told me anything on if they ordered a Squatty Potty or not, and I'm like a little annoyed about it. But anyhow.
Was it in the newsletter?
Yeah, it was in the newsletter. And nobody's been like, oh my God, it was amazing.
Life changing.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, whatever. Last time I gave you guys something.